I knew it was going to happen. And you guys started going after it. Like, you guys were, like, shots were being thrown. He's still going, of course. Then I got to grab you. And then you guys are still going. I was like, and then somebody else got hit. It was Rip, one of our boys, Brandon and Richard. Somebody got hit. And at that point, I was like, you know what? You guys go right ahead. Yeah. Like, I ain't getting hit right now. You guys are going to get tired in 30 seconds anyway. Episode number 3.
Let's go.
Here we are, bro.
Yeah, man.
This has turned into very much of like just clockwork now.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hard.
Bro, we set up. So it's 6:30 right now. We weren't set up last time until, it was like 8:30, bro.
Was that late?
Yeah, dude.
I guess so, because we probably recorded for a solid hour and I guess we left at like 10.
Yeah, it was late. It was a long day that day.
Hey, good though. We got it now, dude.
Cracked it, dude.
Because now you know what to do, too.
No, basically, what I do is I sit here, look at the lights, and watch you set up the cameras. That's what happens. I put in like 2 batteries this time, though. You know what's up?
Hey, we're up the ladder here. Up the ladder we go.
Yeah, let's go.
Up the ladder we go.
Next time, I'm going to be turning on the cameras next time.
Shoot.
And the lights.
Hey, camera 2, Money G's camera. Bam. She going. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for tuning in to episode number 3. We got a lot to talk about. A lot has happened in the last week. We apologize. Let me just reiterate this. We are sorry that we missed episode number 3 for last week, because it was supposed to be up last Friday.
Yeah.
And today is, what was it? Today's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
So we were supposed to be up last Friday. The reason it was not up was because I was showing some symptoms of the young vid. And that was a bummer.
Yeah, I put a restraining order on that boy.
That was all
bad.
Don't
get near me.
That was all bad. And just so everybody knows, I tested negative 3 days ago. So we are back in business. And I must have had it well before that.
Nah, bro. Because I'm telling you, I told you earlier, bro, my immune system squared up with that.
It was, dude.
Instantly.
Like, Matt didn't get sick at all.
Nah.
Matt was holding Scooter Zone together. Like, because Brando was sick. I was sick. Mackenzie was sick. And Matt was the only one that was able to actually come.
I'm
to the
sickest dude around, but I wasn't sick. You know what I'm saying,
dude?
So
I was impressed.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy, bro. My immune system, like Hulk Hogan in his prime.
You ain't lying.
WWE.
You killed it, bro. Killed it.
This is the. That's the viruses.
That's it.
That's what was happening.
That was it, dude.
Popping off, bro.
It wasn't that bad for me though. Like,
nah.
I got off pretty easy. Like, I know some people out there have it like really gnarly.
Dude.
Like, some people have it for a long time too.
Yeah, dude, some people have like some crazy side effects from it, bro. Like, I've heard of people having like getting COVID, and then you get like your like heart enlarges, bro. It's like called like myocarditis. This is not
Let's get off COVID, bro.
Yeah.
They'd be hearing about
this
too.
Yeah, because they're going to be like, out of here. Yeah.
We probably already lost like
100
people.
I have no idea what I'm
people.
Talking about, bro. But well, how was it, though? Was it challenging?
Yeah, it was easy, dude. Like, I mean, okay, let me reiterate this. I'm not saying it was easy and like showing off about it.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm saying I just got lucky to the point to where it was not that bad at all for me. I the only symptom I had was the fact that right when we started, right when I actually got sick, I had congestion, which that's the worst thing. I hate the most.
Me either.
I'd rather barf something up.
Dude, that and not being able to taste. I'm good off that.
Yeah, and that was the other one. I just couldn't taste any. The congestion was gone in 2 days, and I couldn't taste anything or smell anything. And then things started to smell rotten, which was very odd and very upsetting, because no matter what it was that you ate, I went to Wings, dude. I didn't go to Wings. I DoorDash Wings, and like, it tasted horrible, bro.
Wasn't down.
Like, dude, I just didn't finish.
Ugh.
It was that bad. Ooh. But those are the only 2 things that I really had that was going on. I didn't have issues breathing. I didn't have anything like
That's good, bro.
Yeah, I didn't have any.
Dude, I can only imagine not being able to breathe when you're sleeping.
That's all bad.
Because, like, when my nose is stuffed, I'm like, yeah, I'm not sleeping tonight. I can only imagine, like, if you actually had, like, your lungs, like,
yeah, no, it's all bad.
Busted.
But, hey, let them know what happened with you, bro.
I got a whip.
Let's go, bro.
I'm not getting driven around no more.
Matt was getting driven to Scooter Zone Because he got in a car accident. Bro. He got hit and it was bro. All bad, bro. They totaled his car.
Bro, dude, my whip was toast, dude. Long story short, it's a 3-lane road. I was in the far right next to a curb. Dude was in the middle. He was in a big Jeep Wrangler. I was passing him on his right side. And right as my front wheels were getting to his passenger side front wheel, he just like, all right, let's make a lane change right now. Let's do it. We're going there, right? Bro, next thing I know, I'm driving, dude. Boom. I literally saw like my bumpers flying. Parts fly up.
You actually saw stuff come up?
Yes, bro. Damn. Dude, I had my bumper was all in the street. Like when my dad got there, we went into the street and picked up my whole bumper and everything out of the street, bro. Aww. Bumper, lights shattered everywhere, right? So this dude, like, instead of like, oh shoot, I hit him, he like merged into me and dude just kept going. So I at this point I'm slamming on the brakes. Dude, I'm like, what is going on, dude? I don't even know what to think. So like right where he hit me was like right before a turn in, because he was turning in to go get a massage, bro, at this spa, but he was turning from the middle lane and hit me.
It's all bad.
So, bro, I said long story short, but it's a long one. And then, so I get out, whatever, and I park, and he pulls up, and he's like trying to like, oh, you didn't see me? And I was like, dude, I'm not gonna lie, I lost it, bro. I was like, what? What are you talking? You didn't see me, bro? I was like, you hit me. Like, I don't know what you're even talking about. I don't even know why you're talking to me right now. Like, you hit me.
I heard this story a few weeks ago, yeah. And there was a lot more cussing.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, usually I'm like, when stuff like that happens, he didn't hit my car on purpose, bro, right?
No, of course
not. Stuff happens sometimes, dude. But he was like going at me at first, and I shut it down real quick. I low-key went off on him, bro. I was like cussing at him and stuff. And then he started being mad cool, and I was like, okay, yeah, like, it's cool, bro. Like, you didn't hit my car on purpose, but, like, you smashed my whip, and he was, like, telling me, like, that basically, like, he didn't do it, right? So I was like, nah, not having it. Because that was the first car I actually bought myself, right? So, you know, things happen, though. It's all good. I didn't have a car for a while, though.
You did not have a car for a solid 2.5 weeks. But now, now the car that you have is sick.
Yeah, your boy got a Fiesta ST.
He got a Fiesta. Choke. I am so jealous because I had a Fiesta ST, and I went up a little bit. I got the RS, but I missed my Fiesta, and I liked that car more than I like my RS right now.
Really, dude, and it's so fun to drive, bro.
It's sick.
So
it's a little go kart, bro.
Yeah, it literally is.
It's cheap.
Yeah,
it's like it's quick enough to put a smile on your face. Yep. You got mad gas mileage. Yep. It has all the bells and whistles you need to have a good time, and all the parts for it are cheap. You were looking at an exhaust for that thing, and the exhaust, the whole exhaust for one that's actually solid, it's like $500-$600 for the whole thing.
Yeah. Other cars, bro, you're looking at least like $700 for like a nice one.
For sure.
And it's like, chill.
Easily.
It's chill. Haven't installed it. Just started driving stick too. You already know. Haven't installed it.
That's impressive.
But bro, hey, if you catch me on the street and your boy is kind of thing, bro, hey,
look the other way.
It's all right, bro. You don't need to ride my butt, okay? We just out here learning.
We're
you
just
know?
Getting it, bro.
It's nice though. It's cool, bro. It's sick. I like it.
And the scooter industry has actually seen a few new things lately. The first thing that I want to talk about on the podcast that's actually scooter related. I want to give out a huge shout out to my boy Will Scott.
Yes, sir.
Will is an incredible guy. He's a very talented rider. You've seen him. He follows you on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You follow him on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Will is an extremely talented rider. He does massive sets, massive grinds, and he's incredible in a skate park.
Will just bar backflip any single rail. He
Anything,
looks at.
Doesn't
dude.
Matter. No problem.
Doesn't matter.
He'll do that like. Double whip back lip, like, or no, double whip front lips. That's even scarier, bro. Like on any rail. I rode in Australia. Anyways, we're getting off topic here. Will Scott is an amazing guy. He works hard. He recently got a good gig with Envy, not riding, but actually working with them and things like that, which we talked about in the previous episode or one of the previous episodes. Will just recently got his very first signature grip. He had his signature deck previously, Beast. Which is something that's massively proud. It's a huge proud moment for any rider, but there's very few people that have had a signature grip in any sport.
Yeah.
And the fact that Will has one that's a sick grip.
Yeah.
And we have them all right here. For those of you guys that are watching us on YouTube, there's 5 different colors. And give me 1 second.
While he's doing that, I've straight up only the only grip that comes to mind that is a sick grip like around anything is just been BMX, really. The scooter one doesn't come off.
Edwin's, I think.
There's a couple of them, like Odyssey and S&M and stuff like that, that have them now.
Like Aaron Ross had one. I remember that one.
Yeah.
But these are sick, I used to ride his old ones. These are so sick. Yeah, so sick. There's five different colors, and we're doing this specifically for our boy Will. We've got this like this green and teal looking one, which I think is really sick. Yeah. We have the purple and teal, black and teal, which obviously is going to be a winner. And of course, you have your normal black and clear, right, dude? Also, one thing that I was talking to you about earlier that I didn't actually show you. But you saw the fact that all of these come with metal bar ends, which is so sick.
Bro, that's next level. That's like sick, unheard of.
They come with metal bar ends, and they're actual solid metal bar ends, and they have like this system.
Wow!
I did that in my YouTube video. I destroyed this thing. But they have this system, right? So like you can push that thing out. Dude, you can push that thing out.
Let's go.
You can push that grip out, and then they have like the larger actual bar ends right here, and you can just push that thing right in.
Shoot,
it just swaps right over.
I haven't seen these at all, so I'm doing this for the first time myself.
It's so sick.
Oh, that's beast,
like,
bro.
It's just such a cool thing to add into. I destroyed this packaging, so I'm just gonna.
Shoot, 22s, deuce.
But yeah, these are sick. They're 170 millimeters long, 7 millimeters in diameter, so that's a thicker grip for those of you guys that are wondering.
Yep.
A solid design, and I'm just really, Will, I'm proud of you, bro. Congratulations.
These things are beast,
dude. They're really cool grips. Yeah. I can't wait for these to actually come out. Of course, we're going to have them over here at Scooter Zone. So if you guys are looking to get fresh grips when these do come out, snatch some, and any other of your scooter part needs, get them over here at Scooter Zone or www.thescooterzone.com. But yeah, these are really cool. I'm really excited for him, bro. I'm really, really excited.
Yeah.
Will's been riding for Envy, I think for longer than... No, not longer than me, but pretty damn close,
really,
bro.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Who's been riding the longest right now?
With Envy?
Yeah.
Flavio? I think it's Flavio.
Sure.
Flavio's been on for days, bro. I think Flavio's been on since just after the start. I think he was one of the first like street guys that was on the team. And Flavio, of course, has the Reaper bar.
Yeah.
And which is probably still to this day the highest selling bar ever. Like, it has to be.
Can't keep them in here, bro.
Can you think of another bar that sells more than that one? Other than maybe the Unions? Unions go hard. But I think Reaper is in Unions. Because Reaper had Reaper V2s and V1s.
Yeah, so for that kind of bar, dude, it's pretty, like, untapped. Because, like, most kids don't want, like, an aluminum bar like that. They usually go for those. But, dude, the Tilt Stage 1 T-bars sell a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, you know, Affinity T-bars just... They're always going to sell. They're always going to be there. But I would probably say those are the two next selling best bars. Just from what I encounter every day and stuff. I'm
not probably
for anyone
here
else,
at the zone. Yeah,
for here.
But like on a worldwide basis, I think I don't see
more
being
any
of
different,
a bar.
Dude, you know?
Yeah, I don't either.
Unless if it wasn't a Stage 1 T bar, it'd be maybe like a Century or something.
Yeah, Centuries are popular. Yeah.
Do you know what bars are really slept on? Now we're staying on this topic, the Tilt Rigid bars, bro, slept on.
Did you ever ride those?
No, I almost did though. I almost did, but then I started riding the Affinity Ties instead.
Because
I was like
got
super close, yeah, because Ryan hooked me up. But dude, Steve's Finn, shout out Steve's Finn, bro, beast. But dude, he rides those bars, and honestly, if I didn't ride the tie bars that I'm riding right now, 100%, there's no doubt. Because they're so nice, dude. And, like, I don't mind the tie flex, really. But those, when I ride his scoot, dude, I mean, I'm not very big. So they don't flex for me at all.
You know,
and I kind of like it when they don't flex.
I think one thing about those bars that's really impressive is the fact that they're as light as they are. I mean,
dude,
obviously because they're aluminum and they're thicker.
Yeah, people do. They're so slept on, though. Because people always want, like, you know, aluminum bar. But, like, they don't think that, like, you know. But then again, a lot of people don't necessarily like T-bars, mm-hmm. which I've never, to be honest, dude, like I've never.
I love T-bars.
I don't know. They have like this weird stigma behind them where it's like, kids tell me all the time, they tell me like it makes tricks harder and all this stuff. I'm like, hey, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, but like, you know, you like what you like and don't like. That's all good. But like.
I actually love T-bars, dude. Like I love T-bars. Because of the fact that, one, that's what I learned on, and two, it's because I like to ride, like, just because we have this grip right here. I like to ride sometimes. You probably have done this a few times yourself, but I like to ride with my hand on the inside of a grip.
Yeah,
that's
exactly how. So I used to ride like that all the time, but now I find myself grabbing the bars out wider, but I literally cannot bar spin unless I'm grabbing them both on the inside like that, straight up.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I learned. When I was little, tiny, dude, on the little scooter, the razors.
Dad, remember when you were little, bro? It was so funny.
Tiny.
You were like.
Tiny. Bro, I'm so.
You were
dude,
little.
All these dudes come in, they're like 11, and I'm like. You look damn near 16, bro.
Dude, you ain't lying. What are you guys eating?
I ask him all the time. I'm like, yo, what do you feed this dude? Huge. Bro, he'll be like, yeah, he's 10.
Oh, God.
Bro, he'll be like 6 foot, like 185. I'm like. Give me some vertical. Share some of that with your boy, bro.
How tall are you?
Uh-oh. 5'10 on a good day.
5'10?
Yeah.
Nah,
I like 5'9.
Yeah,
I like 5'9.
Oh, that's not bad, dude.
Yeah, shout out Bobby, bro. You done goofed me, man. Come on, give me the right jeans, bro.
Not Robert, bro.
Yeah, dude, he's shorter than me.
Dude, your dad's
He's getting
funniest.
Old, bro. Dude. He's getting old. Shout out. He actually just turned 58 or 56, dude. Something old like that. Something like that. I think it's 58.
You don't know how old your dad is? What year was he born?
64,
so he's 57.
Was 57 then?
Right. Yeah.
That was quick math, bro.
I mean, it's 2021 right now.
That was quick.
Okay.
That's too much thinking for me. I'm sitting here. You can do the math for me.
My dad was 58, bro. That's when he was born, 58.
Oh, really?
He's 63. My dad's old, bro. You met my dad.
He does not look. Well, dude, I would have even guessed, though.
We built that whole office, dude. He's 63 years old. He
don't
nailed
look
that, 63, dude.
Bro.
No, because he moves. Because he actually does stuff.
Really?
Because a lot of times, like, as you and I both know, not that it's always, like, a choice,
yeah.
But as you get older, you start to slow down.
Yeah.
And you're not able to do a lot of things. You're not able to go and build an office. My dad got lucky enough to where he is like that age and he's still able to move around and do his
Beats
thing. He's
me.
Never had like some crazy car accident that's you know like really damaged his body or anything like that. So he got pretty lucky, but yeah, dude, love hanging with pops, bro.
I mean,
I've got a lot of time with your pops too because it was before you.
Yeah. Yeah. But dude, I'm telling you right now, I already feel like I'm 95 and there's no way I'm building anything when I'm that age. You're going to build me a...
Nah, you'd be all right, bro.
You'll build me like a bunk bed that I can't move out of and stuff. Straight up. I need a
high rise bunk bed.
I wake up my back. Oh, my knees. Come on now.
Dude.
Not even 25 yet. Ugh. It's coming up.
When's your birthday?
January 1st.
Oh, yeah. You're New Year's.
New Year's.
I'm 6 days after you, bro.
Yeah.
January 7th.
Shoot. Maybe we got a party.
Shoot, you ain't lying.
Well,
son.
No alcohol or nothing. It's going to be Capri Sun.
Capri Sun.
And candy.
And chocolate milk.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why Brandon's going
to
be there.
No, that's what I'm about to say. Hey, the kids here, I'm surprised they didn't run in right now. Chocolate milk? Where?
Age? Okay, who's? No. Brando is the chocolate milk king.
He's the king. He's the leader of the pack.
I made a chocolate milk shirt, and that dude drinks more chocolate milk than I do.
Bro, he, anywhere you go, chocolate milk, bro. It'll be like 3 o'clock in the afternoon somewhere. Yo, can I get some chicken nuggies and a chocolate milk? I'm like, what?
That is
and the whole squad too, bro. The whole squad. Mason, AJ, Brando, all of them. You go out to eat with any of them, chocolate milk.
Hey, there are sometimes I want to follow suit though.
Chocolate milk.
Sometimes I do be looking at the chocolate milk like, damn, that
shoot,
dude,
man.
That do look good. I'll just go into my water.
I gotta be ready for a huge L for that. Cause I'm lactose, bro.
Yeah, you and your brother.
L.
Dude, I hate eating pizza with your brother. Do you do the same thing that he does? Right.
Come
listen
on,
here.
Bro.
Ryan got pissed off at me.
No, hey, dude, he straight up, like, he used to get pissed at me, bro. I used to make fun of him so much.
He get mad at me because we'd be making fun of him so often.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we're not actually making fun of him.
No, I know. He'd be doing it. He'd be like this. You guys are chirping me. You know, I'm not even on there, so I can't even
defend myself.
I'm like, oh, my. Here we go. Come defend yourself, boy. Defend from this. Huh?
Oh, here's a story for you. Dude, okay, so we had just, like, I had just made the deal with James and took over Scooter Zone, right? We're looking for a building. I had a meeting with Matt. Matt, like, is like, I'm down, let's do it. I'm down to work over there. Let's get this ball rolling. Cool. Right in this area. We're like 2 weeks from opening. And we go to Ryan's bachelor party, right? You know, now you know the story.
Yo.
We go to Ryan's bachelor party.
Rattled, bro. Dude. We're putting him on blast right now. Let's go.
We go to Ryan's bachelor party. And, you know, we roll up. It's first night we're there. Of course, like, it's his bachelor party. We got to have a couple of drinks, do our thing. You know, we're going out partying, this and that. Mm-hmm. It was day two or three. Day two or three, some just a bunch of crap happened. Like, just the worst storm possible.
Yeah.
And long story short, like, Ryan and I, like, have to go out on a walk. It's me, Ryan, and Cody. We go out for a walk so that Ryan can calm down, because there was just about to be a fight between you and him.
You don't want it, boy.
It was close, bro.
You don't want it.
They were about to like start throwing hands. It was all bad. And I don't know, like, I've known Ryan for years, but I have not, and I've known you for years, but I haven't known you like as well as I've known Ryan at this point, right? Yeah. So like, I'm in this weird limbo because I'm like, I want to be boys with both of them, but it's weird because Ryan's like a good friend of mine. Matt's about to like come over to the zone with me. It's like, this is weird. But we go for this walk. Ryan's like, all right, bro, calm down. I'm just going to go back and have a conversation with him. Like, he was getting to that point. Like, that's what he was saying. And we walk back. Dude, you couldn't have been saying anything worse at that moment. Because we're walking up to the hotel room, right? And Ryan's like gonna go inside, and he's like gonna apologize. You guys are like, and as we're walking up, Matt's saying, like, he's talking so much smack on Ryan, bro.
Straight mess, bro. And the sweetest talk you've ever heard, bro.
And Ryan just saw red.
Yep.
And I knew it. Because he kicked the door open. I looked at Cody, and Cody looked at me. And we're like,
it's happening.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And the way that Ryan was walking up to you, because I knew it was gonna happen. And you guys started going after it. Like, you guys were like, well, shots were being thrown, and I already know your side. Like, you guys both just saw red because you guys are pissed. I have a little brother. I know
where, bro.
And like, from my end, I see Ryan go after you, and I'm like, okay, here we go. So I got to run over. I got to grab Ryan, and then, like, he's still going, of course. Then I got to grab you, and then you guys are still going. I was like, and then somebody else got hit. It was one of our boys, Brandon Richard. Somebody got hit, and at that point, I was like, you know what? You guys go right ahead.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't getting hit right now. You guys are going to get tired in 30 seconds anyway.
Bro, yeah.
So, yeah, I just let you guys get tired.
No cardio.
I sat down on the couch and just watched.
Nah, it was inevitable, bro. Like, come on now. If you walked in on, no matter what situation, you walked in on anyone talking like that about yourself,
it was not good, bro.
You know, we getting it, bro. Like, straight up. Like, there was no ifs, ands, or buts. I turned around and saw him, and I was like, yeah, it's happening. Like, there's no way he's not going to not do anything right now.
That was the face. You turn around like, damn.
Yeah, I was like, all right, shit. Well, he's right there. So let's get it.
That was like, looking back now, it's like one of those stories where, like, you'll laugh about it one of these days. But we didn't laugh for a while.
Nah.
The ride home was pretty awkward. But
the ride home. Nah.
And we got in a car accident.
Yeah, no, that's the only reason why. I was about to say, the ride home was chilling. Besides the fact, Brandon,
idiot.
Yo.
You suck at driving.
Hey, dog, you my boy. My boy. But dog.
I ain't never getting a car with him again.
Dude,
he follows so close to every car.
Bro, okay. I was sitting in the very back of this huge Sequoia, right? It's meat packed. We got everybody in there, suitcase, everything, right? But I'm in the very back by myself. And Dylan has his huge sub in the back, bro. And it's like above my head. Okay. So we're driving home and I'm like, dude, I'm getting mad anxious back here right now, bro, watching this dude drive right now. So I'm like, oh, I can't be doing all this, dog. So I laid down on the back like this. So I'm laying down on the back seat, like feet up. All I hear is, dude, right when I heard the screech, I just get... Bro, super hard though. Like the whole sub.
Oh, dude. Asleep.
Oh. And I was like, what? Sit up. What's going on? We're on the shoulder. Oh, we just rear-ended somebody. And I'm like, no way. Long story short, dude, gets out the whip, hops back in, chilling. Didn't even touch him. No. But he hit him.
Oh, he hit him. But the guy came out. Looked at the bumper. Bumper's fine. And he literally just waved him.
Well, dude, what was it, like Sunday? Like, he probably was just ripping Sunday, Vegas, too. And
he was probably driving a little. Yeah, he's driving a little tipsy. Yeah, he's trying to get home.
Just stopped drinking like 3 hours ago.
Yeah,
type
straight
thing.
Up.
He's like, nah, bro, I'm off this.
What happened?
I'm out of here.
Dude, the love of the whole, like, everybody in that crew has been part
squad,
of the zone.
Squad, bro.
Zone
everyone,
too.
Dude.
The whole
even,
zone.
Even
dude.
Cody, dude. Even Cody himself. He's the one who used to film all of Ryan's old videos and stuff, dude. So Yeah, that, it literally goes hand in hand.
He filmed like a lot of like he filmed the Scooter Zone commercial way back in the day. You probably never even saw that.
No, probably not.
It was a real like on TV real commercial.
Shoot,
it was pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and but that reminds me, we're actually like in the beginning stages of like looking for a lot of people for the Scooter Zone team.
Yeah, dude. Seriously. So
we're like actually, if you guys know of anybody that you guys think is a good candidate, that you think would just fit well with us, and the whole nine yards, like send them our way.
Yeah, dude.
We'd love to kind of maybe have a couple conversations with some riders that are reputable in the whole nine yards. And it'd just be cool.
It's sick, dude. Yeah, we've been talking about building a team for like because there was just too much going on, dude, with like all of, you know, figuring out where to put things, how to stock things, how to keep up with like online stuff and all that. It just wasn't gonna mix in for the first year for sure. But now everything's pretty dialed in over here, dude. So we're definitely ready to go in that direction. Yeah. And you know, send your clips over, dude. Like I said, I tell you guys all the time, send the clips, tag us on Instagram, because where we post them and we'll scope them out, dude. Like, we all sit here and watch clips and stuff. So definitely get ready for that one. And you know, you just gotta like, but don't go out of your way to try to get sponsored and stuff.
No,
you know,
just have fun.
It's all about fun. Because once you start having fun and riding your scooter, it literally is, you will progress 20 times more than you would, you know, just thinking, waking up, oh, I'm going to ride to get sponsored.
That actually brings us to a really interesting point that I think a lot of people have a specific opinion on. And I think it is something that needs to be spoken about a lot more often.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, we're just going to move on, like, corporate sponsorships, right? Everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know. Nobody knows the exact answer, but everybody has an opinion, which is totally fine because I have my own as well. I'm sure you have your own.
Yeah.
Corporate, and we're talking corporate. Like, I think the most corporate scooter brand right now is probably Envy. It's probably the biggest, you know, unless you're getting into, no, it's probably Envy. Envy's probably the biggest, like, or quote unquote corporate business, even though it's still technically a small business.
Yeah.
It's not Red Bull. It's not, you know, it's not Nike or anything like that. And of course, those are the first two that come to mind. But even if we talk about smaller companies, like, we can talk about anything. We're talking about like Shure microphones.
Yeah.
We can talk about anyone.
Yeah.
Lowe's. Like, there's a million different companies that we can talk about that. Any other brand. Levi's was one of them back in the day that had like a BMX team. And Mountain Dew. There's a billion of them, right?
Yeah, they're super into skating now too. So is Dickies, bro. They have like a whole skate line, a whole Dickies skate line right now and everything too.
Right.
It's crazy.
I think like my personal opinion on this, right, is first of all, we're just going to take the easiest comparison in the action sports world. I'm not saying comparison as in size. I'm saying comparison as in class. We're going to take skateboarding, right?
Yeah.
Skateboarding is in the same class, I believe, as scootering, and same with BMX, the whole nine yards. But skateboarding is an easy one. Everybody knows that there's big brand, the whole nine yards. Skateboarding has been around for 50 plus years.
Yeah.
Okay. So they've had that amount of time to, one, build up a serious world of an action sport. Yeah. Like, there's so many people that ride skateboards. Now there's a lot of people that are riding scooters right now too, but there's a lot of different tastes within skateboarding.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different influence within skateboarding, and it's taken them 50 plus years to build that.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, 50 plus years means that you're going to have 50 plus years of people that ride skateboards that probably gravitated away from it and came back, that are now much older and are now being influenced or are influencers within that brand, within that sport.
Yeah.
Scootering has not had that thus far.
No.
So therefore, scootering is very young.
Yeah.
It's very young. Our main demographic is still that 11 to, let's just say 11 to maxed out 16. Like 16 is pushing it for our main demographic. I'm not saying there's obviously people like me. I'm gonna be 30 in January. There's people like you.
Yeah.
You know, you're within that age range. You're right there with me. Yeah. Brando's 18.
Yeah.
There's plenty. There's thousands of people that ride scooters that are 18 years old, right? Thousands.
Dude, that number is it honestly really surprises me. Not to cut you off, but it really surprised me how many older guys are riding or getting back into riding.
Right.
Seriously.
So now we're starting to develop. We're starting to develop that older crowd because of the fact that older crowd was 12 years old, six yeah. years ago, 10, yeah. 10 years ago. So they are growing with the sport, but we haven't had that. We haven't had that, that instance
yeah.
for 50 years.
Yeah.
So because of that, our sport is still very young
yeah.
and we can't promote the easiest one to, that I know is just age is because of age is energy drinks.
Yeah.
You cannot promote an energy drink, a Red Bull, a Monster, a Rockstar, an anything, a Bang. You can't promote that to a kid that's 13 years old yeah. because a kid that's 13 years old will shotgun three Bangs back to back because he thinks it's funny and his heart's going to go a million miles an hour and explode dude. And he's going to be in a hospital, bro. Right? So because everything is at such a young age demographic, I think that's why large corporate brands have not gotten into the sport thus yeah. far. Now, there's probably more than one reason. I'm sure there yeah. is. There's probably a million different reasons, yeah. but that is a large one to me.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're right. I mean, literally, dude, the only sport that you could possibly be sponsored by, like, Monster or Red Bull that I really can think of off the top of my head is going to be, like, Moto. Because I don't even remember the last time I've seen, like, a little shredder skater kid. I mean, obviously there is. There's a little kid somewhere on Red Bull somewhere, you know, but.
Oh, for sure. For sure. What's I haven't seen it. What's that skater that's does 1080s? The first one.
Oh, bro.
What's his name? I know his name, but it's
the kid like, and he's old now. Jagger, that kid.
Jagger Eaton, I think was the first one that was it. Is that him?
Yeah.
I know. No, you're talking about. Are you thinking about Mitchie Brusco? Because he's nasty.
No, he's nasty too. But Jagger's nasty. Jagger used to skate like super big vert and stuff, but yeah. he skates like straight like street and like. He doesn't skate vert though really anymore, dude. He's like just normal like park skating and mm-hmm. then just street skating. Yeah. He's beast though. Super funny that you brought him up. Long story short, when I was working at the winery, that fool just like pulled up randomly. But he was like young at the time. Like he was way like
why'd he pull up?
Like, no idea with his family and stuff. But I was like, it's kind of weird. The people I've seen in Temecula, dude, so random.
Yeah, because it's you know the wineries are for people that have money.
Yeah,
that's a wineries
or like, people that think they have money.
Yeah, that's Mackenzie,
dude. Oh, dude, it is crazy. Like, we're going off topic again, real quick. But like, it was the craziest thing. Like this, the things that these people would like demand or like think they should be getting at the winery. I was just like, huh.
Like what are you thinking?
Yeah, I got nothing nice to say about that. It was a good spot, but dude, oh my goodness.
But what do you think about the whole corporate thing? Like what's your take on it from somebody cuz you have a different view of
yeah.
everything cuz I have that view because I've been within the sport and yeah. and I've been a sponsored rider. Yeah. I've seen people that do deserve to be sponsored riders and I see people that do not.
Nah, yeah.
That do not represent a brand well.
Yeah.
Because they don't do a million things or they do a million things that you should not be doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's your take on that?
Like you said, dude, you've been in it. You've been there, done that. I've been more like outside looking in kind of guy. Like I've been in it, but not. I can't really say that I have been just because, you know. But, dude, honestly, it's going to sound kind of really dry. But I don't think that scootering has necessarily been taken seriously yet by like an outsider. Right. So you and your craft, you take that seriously. The way I ride, I would say I would take it seriously too. You know, like mm-hmm. when I go to the skate park, like I'm there to have fun, but
you're there to get
like I
want to
learn tricks and stuff. Yeah. I want to do this, do that, and it you know.
And also, I feel just recently, probably within the last, I don't know, 4 years, right? There's now starting to be a lot more parents that support. No, I'm not. Again, yeah. like yeah. don't. Take my words and twist them here. I'm not saying that parents don't support their kids that ride scooters or have not supported their kids that have ridden scooters for years.
Yeah.
That is not what I'm saying. I've yeah. seen plenty of parents that are extremely supportive.
Yeah.
We'll just take, you know, Donna Androsco and Glenn.
Yeah.
They support the hell out of Max and they always have.
Shout out Max.
Shout out Max. He's good a good boy. Kid. He's super nice talented kid, and he's got a bright future.
Yeah.
And they've been doing that for him for years, mm-hmm. ever since I was doing lessons
Shoot,
for him.
They were even at the street jam.
They were at the street jam. Yeah. They are every...
Bro, they were walking.
They go to more events than I do. And they both have jobs.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So there are parents, absolutely, bar none, that support their kids, but there are starting to be more parents that are starting to support their kids because they're starting to see that you can have a bright future as long as you build towards it.
You just got
to
work at it, bro.
Right. And that's, and in the past years, people see like, oh, well, you know, I want my kid to be able to buy a house.
Yeah.
So you're just going to, so they kind of direct him away from scootering, him
that's
or
exactly
her.
That's exactly what they do.
And that does not help.
It doesn't help at all.
So that's been kind of hard, but I'm sure, I mean, skateboarding went through that. Every sport has gone through that.
There's no way that skateboarding still isn't going through it, dude. Because like people think that like just because you're in the X Games, you watch on TV that you make cheese, bro. So many of those guys don't make any cheese. Like it's crazy. You would think that every guy you see and stuff, but bro, these guys really don't make that much money. The only real guys that make real money are the guys that are like on big brands, Nike, energy drink companies, right? Like who. There's not one dude off the top of my head I could name that actually makes like good money that has nothing to do with those guys.
Yeah. And the people that are like there's incentives
to
that.
Yeah.
Contest winnings. How many interviews are you doing? Yep. Are you getting on talk shows?
Yep.
Are you mainstream? Yeah. There's different incentives to that.
Yeah.
You know, and like I know like I don't know if this is 100% true, but I heard that Red Bull, if you won like a big like an X Games. And you, let's say like a lot of X Games, like you'd win like whatever, 50, 60K. I heard Red Bull like will double it if you win something like that. I'm not 100% sure if that's true or if that is true.
That'd be a good
if
deal
it might
me.
Have been
Shoot.
Something in the past.
Yeah.
But that's just what I've heard.
Yeah, that's dude, that'd be crazy, dude. The first, I wonder who, okay, off tops, who do you think would be the first person to get sponsored by like a big company like that?
It's obvious. Like it's going to be Ryan. Like,
yeah, I literally was going to say the same thing.
At this point, like he's the closest one because he's doing so much for Nitro, which Nitro is corporate. Nitro is massive.
No, huge, dude.
They're selling out like all kinds of events, and they're going to huge stadiums and things like that. Nitro is corporate as hell, which is a good thing because we need those corporate brands. We need all these companies that are corporate brands. You have to have them, and you have to have little tiny brands too. You need them.
Yeah.
Not everybody can be massively corporate. Yeah. Not everybody can be, you know, small forever.
Yeah.
So, but Ryan's going to be the first one. Like he's already, you know, he's already signed a couple of the big boy contracts, which is good. He's an incredible ambassador
insane,
for the sport.
Dude.
And
he's
the best guy for the job. He can handle the pressure.
Yeah.
You know, he knows that he's skillful.
He's always evolving too, bro. He could have been doing the same thing. He could have been doing the same tricks he was doing when I was watching him. He was 10, dude. He's doing those tricks times like a million. The stuff he does, dude, I'm just like, okay.
I think everybody says that.
I said that. I almost like get kind of mad about it. I'm like, what?
Like everybody's on that same level. But I know that there have been some brands that have kind of dipped their toes in the water. Rockstar being one of them.
Yeah. I remember, dude, they were getting close. I remember they were real itching around. They were itching around a little bit.
I don't think they were getting close to actually getting an actual real rider.
Yeah, like an actual real one. They started floating like drinks and stuff to some of the locals, right?
Well, they sponsored a couple events.
Okay, that's what it was.
They sponsored a couple events that were in Australia. I know they did Jammo Jam. I know they showed up for that. I don't know what the intention was, but I know that they were there.
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel like it's hard because it doesn't just come down to like a numbers game. As much as people think it doesn't.
It really doesn't come
down to how many followers do you have on Instagram. It does to an extent. Right. But that's not the only thing. So all you guys that are out there, they're just like, oh, I have to get followers so I can blow up. I can get this and get that. That's not how it goes. Like people can see right through the crap.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to name any names or anything like that, but there's plenty of people out there that have massive names on social media that you know aren't actually like that. And that's within the scooter world.
Yeah. And that's the unfortunate part of it too, but
that's in any industry that's ever been created.
That's everyday. Yeah, literally, it doesn't have to be action sports. That's going to your job at Amazon. You know, same. You're gonna find the same kind of person like there. There's just those kind of people everywhere. You know,
and it's sad too because there are people like that. There's also people out there that just will just create something about something that somebody that really isn't like that. Like I've heard so much crap about me that has never happened.
Really?
And like instances to where people said that I'm a piece of crap because I did this when I don't even know what the hell they're talking about. Like, and that sucks.
I know,
because
that's the bummer.
There's people like that everywhere, bro. Everywhere. Mm-hmm. And again, like I'm not gonna name names to say like who said things about who, but
yeah,
you know who you are.
Yeah, for real. So what do you? Because like scootering, like because now, dude, even if I go to the skate park or do some not like some I don't know, and someone's like, there's probably a skater somewhere like tapping their board somewhere or something. So it comes, it does happen a lot more. And every time I go to the park now, it's like. I really don't remember the last time like someone has actually said something to me, like riding at the park, you know, like about having a scooter on me or anything. But like, what do you think would have to change within scootering in order for that whole stigma to just kind of like, cause it, dude, it's pretty close. It's almost like, you know, I'm just speaking from my, you know, my opinion and my,
point of
like
view.
What yeah and what I deal with so I'm not, you know, if someone is that says something to you every time you go to the skate park, you know, I'm not talking for you, I'm just speaking for myself. But like what do you think would have to happen in order for like, because it's, dude, because at the end of the day, like it's still not taken seriously though, you know, because like it's still like, oh, at the end of the day, like he's, that was kind of cool, but like it's still a scooter kind of thing. But like, what do you think would have to happen?
I think honestly it's just a game of time.
Yeah.
It has to, it's just going to be time.
Yeah.
Because there's, again, just skiing and snowboarding.
Yeah.
Snowboarding, nobody liked them.
Yeah.
Nobody did on the mountain. Like, what is that?
And now the snowboarders those don't like the skiers, bro.
Right. Like, those aren't skis. Yeah. What is that? So, like, and it just takes time because more people are going to get drawn to it.
Yeah.
More people are going to get drawn to anything that's new.
Yeah.
And that's why it is new.
Yeah.
And we're going to have our ups and downs. But as you said, it's on its way out because it's becoming inevitable.
Yeah.
You go to a skate park, you're going to see a damn scooter rider there. You go to a skate park, we know we're going to see a skateboarder there.
Yeah.
And it's just what you expect at this point. So these older dudes, they're just, you know, they're, it's just a broken record for them at this point. It has to be because it's like, am I going to go to the skate park? Cause it gets tiring, bro.
Yeah.
Like you going to the skate park, finding a scooter rider and just talking smack.
Yeah.
It has to get tiring.
So
because
much
you're coming
wasted
up,
energy.
Exactly.
Bro.
It's
so
wasted
much
energy.
So and it's usually, dude, it's all the time. It's someone way younger than them. Like, dude, I have not ever been to the park one time when I was like old and no one has said nothing to
no,
me.
No, it's cause you're a threat. It's because you're a threat.
But it's
cause
crazy,
because I can smack you.
Yeah.
Legally.
Yeah.
And I will.
Yeah.
And exactly. We'll smack somebody way faster if you're messing with a little kid. Like that, now
oh, bro,
you just,
hey,
you
if
are a
if
red
you're
flag.
18, dudes. Like, I'm not.
Like, it's not
but
okay.
Like, bro, like, you're going to get pressed, though, for sure. 100%.
Yeah, you're,
like,
you're,
I always hear about these stories about kids getting their scoots thrown out of the park. I'm like, bro, like, what?
Like, what? Dude, if
that's
if,
insane.
If a scooter rider went over, like if a pro scooter rider that I've known for years went over and grabbed a little skateboard kid skateboard and threw it over the fence, I'm pressing that dude that I've known for 10 plus years.
Nah.
It's like, what are you doing, bro?
Nah, it's not
but good. That's because of there's a maturity barrier there.
But I've never seen a scooter. Someone on a scooter throw some little kid's board over for getting in his way too.
No,
you know?
Absolutely not. And it's because like. We've gone through it. We know what it's like. We know how it makes you feel. They don't.
So you
just think that you're the bee's knees. And shoots. And society has kind of granted that.
Yeah, bro, kind of. I was that was my next point. Because it's like, I have two things. It's just like, dude, so this 7-year-old kid, because he's on a scooter and he got in your way, you're pissed. But that same kid, if he was riding a skateboard, you're not going to be pissed? That's my thing. People do that all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And then now my next thing is, why do you think skating has like this cool guy stigma behind it? Like, bro, I cannot tell you how many kids I see all the time that literally, like I said, dude, doesn't matter. If you're at the skate park, you're there to have fun. I don't care about your skill level. But when you're an asshole, bro, and like you start chirping and like start talking smack on scooters and stuff, bro, like I'm going to watch you. And if you cannot skate, bro, but you're dressed like you're like Dylan Reeder. Like, dog, you're so much goofier than anyone ever could be on a skate, on a scoot. Just because you have that mindset and that mentality that, like, I'm sick and I dress like Dylan Reeder, but I can't skate.
Like, and what you're saying, like, why is that stigma there? Like, why?
Yeah, why? So, yeah, like, what I was getting to, like, why is skating cool, but you suck? But, like, I could be nice at scootering and, like, I'm still not, it's still not, not cool to some people.
I mean,
why do you think that is?
They went through it too, though, dude.
Yeah.
They went through it. They went through exactly what we're going through, but again, it's been around for 50 plus years. So yeah. The people that did go through it, those are the guys that are more accepting right now.
Yeah.
Because they're like, dude, it's not that big of a deal. Like, you ride this, I ride that. So I think the reason that, or off the top of my head, I think one of the reasons at least that is really cool is because of the fact that a lot of people have done it and it has that kind of Hesh style. And scootering's on its way there too.
Yeah.
As you, I know you've seen, like, yeah. You've been in that world. We've gone to SD Street Jams, and we've seen people pull their phones out. This and that.
Yeah, shoot. There's like, everybody like laughing at us.
Say a thing or two, but like, cool. But at the same time, like, I went to a Street Jams 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and it has definitely changed. Like, it's not as big of a deal.
Nah. You know? That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, I can definitely tell it has changed a lot in a good way, and I'm glad it has, because like. Bro, like, I mean, when we were little, we used to just get pressed every time we go to the skate park just because I was on a scooter, bro. And I was a child. I was like, dude, like, and I'm not going to say anything to you, bro. Like, you're old and you're, like, clowning on me kind of, you know? So I'm like, whatever. But I don't know. That's why, like, I've said it multiple times. I think I've said it multiple times on the pod, too. It's just like, dude, like, I think scootering is sick because it's not, like, necessarily a cool thing to do. But people love it still, bro. Like, there are so many people on Instagram that are just killing it every day, even if it's just Insta and real videos. They go out there and they do take their time, you know, own their craft and everything, and it's sick. So that's why I'm really, like, I'm super hyped. I'm honestly, like, really hyped on where it's at right now just because there's so many older guys in the sport now, and they don't care.
What do you think is, like, the biggest thing that has changed throughout the last 5 years? So let's just say 5 years, because I know you've been around for 5 years, and at that point you would have been 20. So you would have at least seen what was going on. Granted, I know you didn't ride quite as much then as you are right now.
Yeah.
But what do you think is in your mind the main thing that has changed throughout the last 5 years of scootering?
That is
beneficial.
I would probably say the video parts got better. The video parts have been really good, but dude, like, people are doing some crazy stuff. And I kind of do like the fact that we are getting longer length real videos instead of just, you know, I love Insta clips, bro. I want to be able to go on every day and see what these guys are doing at their local park. But I do like to see, because it's a team thing. It's not just the rider doing all the tricks. It's the rider, the filmer, the editor, you know, all the whole thing. And I really have been enjoying the videos a lot more, I would probably say. Not that I didn't enjoy them before, because there's so many videos before the last 5 years that I love. But dude, the last 5 years, the videos have gotten really good.
Mm-hmm.
I would say for me too, the parts, dude. The parts have always been good in the last 5 years, but they're like more comfortable now for me. Obviously, because the decks are getting bigger and stuff. I just feel a lot more comfortable on my scoot. I like the parts where they're coming out. And I kind of like how I feel like scootering as a whole right now has came together a lot more. Because it used to be this weird, like, park, street, I can't ride these kind of wheels because they're street. And I'm like, where is that coming from, dude? Just, like, ride the same bars you want, ride whatever you want, and just do whatever you want with it. And that's why I'm kind of feeling everyone, to a certain extent, everyone's kind of filling their own spot, doing their own thing, instead of just, you know, copycat. Like, let me, you know.
I'm a little on the other side on that last part. I'm a little more on the other side. The only reason is because of the fact that social media is here and everybody wants to get more than the other person.
Yeah.
I think there are instances where people are down to kind of move together and things like that.
Yeah.
But me personally, I think a lot more people are kind of segregated right now. Like, they want to be individualized in every aspect, and they want like a me.
Yeah.
Because they're starting to see like people doing brand deals and things like that, which I think is a beautiful thing. But I think that's also a very slow way to grow everything.
Yeah.
Because not everybody likes me. Not everybody likes you.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to like anyone.
Yeah.
Not any, like, nobody. So it's odd. It's kind of, we're in an odd spot. I think social media has done that to a lot of things.
Yeah.
TikTok, Instagram, yeah, really, all that. Really, you know, it's very weird because, yeah, everybody's chasing that view count, which sucks. But it, hey, does suck. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
That's where we're at, and that's where we're going to be. That's where, yeah, the future is, at least for the next 10 plus years. Yeah. So get comfy, ladies and gentlemen, because that's where we're headed.
But just know, if you straight up, dude, like, if you literally just rode to have fun and film things that you think look sick or are sick, you are so much better off than getting to where you want to go than you starting step one, like, okay, I need to have 5,000 followers and like 1,500 views on this video, or else no one's gonna see it. I'm not getting smarter at this than this and the other. Mm-hmm. Right? But yeah, dude, so that's why, you know, with the whole team thing, running back, it's just have fun. That's all, yeah, it is. It's fun, dude. Yeah. It's fun. You go to the skate park, you have fun. You mind your own business, dude. Pick up your trash, please and thank you. Because, dude, last couple times I've been going to Oaks, bro, that place is wrecked, dude.
Oh, dude.
And the guys that work there, literally, they have, like, 5 bags in that little park all around. And, like, there's just trash right next to the trash bag that's hanging there.
That's never going to get better, dude.
Pick up your trash, okay? And just support your friends, bro. Like,
yeah,
we're at the park to have fun. We want to have fun with each other, right? Mm-hmm. No one wants to ride alone. No one wants to do this, anything alone, for the most part. And... dude, if someone wants to learn a trick, help them out.
Yeah.
If someone's having trouble doing something, help them out.
That's one thing where I do think that the sport comes together very well.
I mean, yeah, especially right, through our
right
eyes,
there.
Too.
It,
yeah.
Especially right there. I mean, I've seen that wholeheartedly throughout many of the years that I've been riding.
Yeah.
People are down to like, hey, man, like, maybe don't drop in right now. Yeah. Like, wait a second. Or, yeah, like... some people are kind of weenies about it, but, yeah, most people are pretty cool about it.
Yeah.
And I think another crazy thing about scootering, I mean, I'm sure it's like this in every other action sport, is there's so many like crazy underrated riders right,
yeah,
now, like just right now,
yeah,
than there were 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think that's like the main thing that's changed. I don't think that's the groundbreaking thing that I think has changed. I'm just saying that's a crazy thing. Because now we're introduced to them. We can, yeah, see what they're doing. One of which I'm going to give like a little love to right now. He's a good dude. I've ridden with him a couple times. I've had the pleasure of kind of getting to know him a little bit. And I talk to him every now and then. It's, yeah, Sam Weens. Weens? Yeah. Wines? Weens? I think it's Weens.
Yeah, probably. I think so too.
He's a solid dude. An incredible rider. And he's out, I believe. I want to say he's in Colorado. I could be wrong, but I think he's in Colorado.
Colorado got the beast part.
Shoot, yeah, dude. And like, he is a very impressive rider. He does some really interesting things on his scoot, and he's got great style. And every time he posts something, he's getting better.
Yeah.
And not that I'm saying that he ever sucked, but I'm saying, yeah, like every time, dude, everything he posts, he like ones up himself. I'm like, yeah, damn, bro.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah, seriously. You're like, all right, there's no way this dude's going to one up his stuff next. And, yeah, the next clip, boom, there you go.
Yeah, he kills
That's
it.
Sick,
he
dude.
Kills it. So, and there's so, so many of them.
Drop his Insta.
Oh, at Sam Weens?
Yeah, let's go.
At Sam, I think that's your Instagram.
I hope so.
It'll be in the description, bro.
Yeah.
Got you, Sam. I got you.
Speaking of up-and-coming riders, bro, I don't know how up-and-coming he is because I'd probably say he's already here. But it's going to go hand-in-hand. So, Ian McDonald, bro. Dude is nasty. Does the most craziest... Anyways, so he's nasty. Shout out, Ian. But where I was going with that is because it's a whole squad. So, Frankie, you remember Jordan Velasquez,
yeah,
all,
yeah,
those guys. Dave, all of them, bro. Dude, Frankie kills it. You know, he goes hard, bro. Mm-hmm. And, bro, dude just got a whole Scooter Zone logo tat on his leg, bro. He's down for
what?
Life.
Where?
Straight up. Let me show. I got you, bro. I screenshotted
Frankie did?
It. Yeah, bro.
Stop.
Frankie sent me a Snapchat not even a week ago.
Frankie, listen. Hey, Frankie listens, bro.
Yeah,
Frankie.
Dude. Frankie's always posting about it and stuff, dude. Frankie's a homie, dude.
Stop, dude.
Dude, honestly, like, if there was ever a group of Scooter homies that you want, it's for sure their homie, like the Joshua Tree homies, all those dudes, dude, the one whole squad. And they all, like we were talking about earlier, bro, they all just uplift each other.
Yeah.
They're all super hyped on each, mm-hmm, other, dude. When we're at the jam, their homie, Steez Louise, was going hard, bro, hitting that last rail, and then all the homies were just hyping him up.
Dude.
You know, it's sick, dude.
They are an awesome crew.
Yeah, bro, they're sick. Let me see what you got. Scope that. Put that boy in the camera. Let them see.
My man's Frankie right here down for life, bro.
For lifer, bro.
Holy crap.
Yeah, he went in.
Frankie, dude.
Shout out.
Frankie's got to be on the team.
Shout out Frankie, bro.
Frankie's got to be on the team.
All right, if you're listening to this, Frankie.
Come on, dog.
Let's go.
Let's have a meeting.
Too late. Say less.
Let's have a meeting, bro. Let me know when you're around. Dude, that is so
sick.
Yeah,
shout out Tony, bro. I'm sure Tony did that too. Tony, bro. Tony is nice with the tattoos, bro. Goes hard. Super hard. Super hard.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
dude.
Bro.
Frankie,
shout out,
dude.
Frank.
That's tight, bro.
Frank word. I call him Frankenstein, bro.
Frankenstein, dude.
Hey, Frankie, dude. Now that we're on the topic, Frankie's the homie, bro. Super nice guy.
Always has
but,
been.
But, bro, you invite him to the sesh, right? Hey, Frankie, let's go ride. And then he start doing the most ridiculous stuff at the sesh. And I'm just like trick-wise. I'm not saying anything like
yeah,
trick-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, all right, bro, like, who invited this dude? Like, come on now. Like, I invited you to have fun, bro. I ain't having fun.
Yeah, this ain't no comp, Frankie.
Ah, man.
Relax, dude.
Yeah, nah, Frank. Yeah, shout out Frank, bro.
Yeah,
homie.
Dude, that's so
for
sick,
lifer,
bro.
Shreds
for
it, too,
lifer,
bro.
For lifer, bro.
For shreds, dude. It's so
absolutely
sick.
Yeah, dude, Frankie's like another breed.
Yeah,
for
dude,
sure. Like he's one of those guys that's just he goes to practice.
Yeah.
Like he goes to have a good time. But it seems like he's so good that every time he goes, he seems like he's there training.
He's just doing something new every time.
Every
like,
time.
Dude, like when did you learn that, bro? Like
Save
me some. Okay?
Every single time, dude.
Shoot,
like man. He's one of those.
Yeah.
But he's such a good dude.
Yeah.
Like you said, that whole crew, dude.
Homies, bro, homies, and they ride all the time, film all the time.
What do they usually ride at,
dude? They ride everywhere. They'll go up to like Joshua Tree, or they'll meet with like Pelf and all those guys and just ride literally anything, dude.
That's
anywhere.
So
they're always filming every weekend.
That's so
it's
sick.
Beast, bro. You know, and they're all old, dude. They're none of. I'd probably say the youngest kid in that squad is probably like 19. That's still pretty old, right?
Yeah,
for screwing and stuff too.
For sure,
it's pretty sick, dude. Pretty sick.
There's been another crew of guys that have been riding a lot lately. It's that Heligrip squad that's been kind of getting together.
Yes.
And I know.
Yes.
I know they're filming like for something big.
No, yeah, they're filming, dude.
And
they're
like,
filming.
Your brother's been there. I know RG's been there. Shouts out. I've seen Wheeland in a couple of those posts.
Yep.
I've seen Monkey in a couple of those posts. I don't know if Addy's. I think Addy's up north.
Yeah, he's been up north. I don't think he's quite made it down here, but it's been Stedman.
Stedman, yeah. BK was in one of them.
Dude, and Stephen Hefner too, bro.
I saw Steph Hef at the street jam. That was so cool.
Yeah,
to see
bro.
That guy,
they were
bro.
Literally all there, bro. It was insane. Like, because that is like, for like, the guys that are my age, those are who we grew up watching. That's exactly every single one of those guys. Those videos, when they dropped it apart, I was like, oh, let's get it, bro. I'm so hyped. Every single one of those guys.
Stedman
those are the guys
is
I'd
like,
watch.
Stedman, the funniest thing about Stedman. He's got so much originality. He's the only scooter rider that I've ever seen that can do tricks that are an inch, 2 inches high, and you would never understand how he would ever have done that ever.
Yeah, bro.
Like he'll do these like whip around, like almost like he'll be riding like decently fast, and just like whip to fakie, not like a tail whip. Like he'll do like a G turn, you know. But like his back wheel, I swear, never leaves the ground. Like he does like a, you know how you'd slider out of a fakie?
Yeah.
Like he does that going forward and then does it going the other way again. It's like a half cap. So you're like slider with his back wheel.
Yeah.
Ride fakie. And
yep,
then slider
I know exactly
out
what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And
bro.
When he does it in the skate park,
yep.
His wheels make the coolest noise.
Really? Yeah, dude. I haven't like got to like sit there and watch all them ride kind of thing. But it was just sick to, like, even just have them be around and stuff, dude. Because that's what it runs back to. Like, dude, those guys are old, man. Like, they can be doing anything they want.
Those are those guys. Those are part of that 20, like, well, not 20. They haven't been around for 20 years. But, like, some of them have been around 15 plus years, dude. Yeah, some of them, yeah, I guess so. BK is probably up to towards 20.
That was crazy, dude.
But those are those guys that have been around for 15, 20 years that have now gotten to a point to where they you know, maybe some of them like kind of drift away from scootering, did their own thing for a little bit, and they're coming back, and they're going to be part of that crew that's going to hold on to it. And that's like, that's now a section of scootering that cannot be replicated. You can't come into scootering and just claim that you've been riding for 20 years.
Nah, you can't do it. Nah.
You have to have ridden for that long to be a part of that group.
Yeah.
And there's maybe 50 guys that are within that group that have been riding for 15 plus years and still are all about it. There's probably about 50, 75 max that have been riding like 15 plus years and are still a part of it and are happy to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Whether it's you just ride or you're working within the industry or whatever, like. And I know that there's plenty of people that, you know, drifted away from it, and I wouldn't ever call them non-scooter riders.
Yeah, dude.
But I wouldn't consider them as being a part of the scene right now because they aren't part of the scene right now, which is fine.
Yeah.
That's okay because they don't claim to be.
Yeah.
But the guys that are like now those OG pioneer guys are now pioneer guys.
Yeah,
and that is so cool.
And it's sick because those are the guys, like we said, that I grew up watching. And, dude, like now, dude, even Tyler, he posts clips every day basically, dude. Almost damn near every day.
Wheeland?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
I follow Tyler, but I'm just
same
so
Instagram
busy.
And everything, dude. Same Instagram and everything.
69TW,
yeah,
whatever.
Beastin' too, bro. Sick. Monkey. Stefan's even killing the clips too, bro. It's crazy. That's why I'm super hyped to be a part of this because it's like it's coming full circle, you know?
Yeah,
for sure. It's just enjoyable.
You're going to be part of that crew here pretty soon because you drifted away.
30 billion, man.
Stop it. I'm literally going to be 30. Don't look at me like that. John Reyes just passed.
Bro.
The good dude's 33, bro.
Do I need to say
it? Yeah.
North Warawada,
son.
Bro, honestly, that was telling you earlier, though, that kid commented and added us on his latest post, and he commented North Warawada.
That was so funny.
Tagged us both. That was comedy, bro.
Nah, that's pretty good.
That was comedy.
That's pretty good.
That was sick. I'll say it was like honestly sick to just like, cause you know he listened to the whole thing cause I was pretty deep into there
that
and
was.
He like you know he remembered it, so it was kind of sick.
We're getting to the point to where like we've put up two episodes and people are really excited about it, which is awesome. And again, like I know I say it all the time, but I really do mean that I appreciate you guys watching. I know that Matt does as well.
Yeah.
Those of you guys that are like kind of listening in your car, you got us in your AirPod right now. Thank you.
For real. Shout out you guys.
But we've now established a pretty good audience at this point. I know that you don't exactly, I need to actually get you on there, but you don't see our analytics because there's not much of like an analytics thing right now because we are so young.
Brand new.
But we have an established audience of like 650 people right now.
That's pretty sick.
So that's like people that are like repeatedly listening.
Yeah.
And we have like a total of like I think we got 2,500 plays or something. 3,000 plays.
Let's go.
And we hold like they actually listen for a long time.
Really?
Like it's not like my YouTube channel where people like tune in and within the first minute they're out. And that's every YouTuber, or at least like a lot of them.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
Dude, like grabbing someone's attention is tough.
Yeah.
Especially like me. I'm like a squirrel. I'm surprised we don't have this conversation. I'm just like
drooling.
Oh wait, what was that? What'd you say,
Dave? We gotta get that mic used, bro.
Our next
episode, that mic is gonna be.
Yeah, 100%.
I need to check my phone real quick.
Check it,
because I was talking to somebody earlier, and I pitched the idea.
Yeah.
We're gonna see. I'm not gonna say who it is, but oh, he said, oh, deaf. I'm gonna say, let's go.
Say
wanna,
less.
Wanna cruise down Monday night? ? Would that work for you?
Yeah, I'm sure it would. I got no going on money.
We'll see, bro. We'll see.
Let's go.
But no, like you guys have been awesome, man. We appreciate you guys tuning in and listening and hearing what it is that we have to say. I know it's just been Matt and I, and but it's been really cool. You kind of like introducing a little bit about us and sharing a lot of our views and things like that to people.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool, man.
Yeah, and like I said, dude. Like he said. Super sick, dude. If you guys are watching it, thank you. But just remember, you know, like, you don't have to agree with everything we say on here. Everything's all opinionated, you know. That's the beauty of this world. Everybody has their own thoughts, their own things, and stuff like that. So if there's ever something that's being said on the podcast that is kind of like, you know, like, I don't know if I agree with that. Hey, that's fine. It's completely fine.
Let us know. Yeah. Let's. We read the comments on our stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. If you guys have something to say, say it.
Hey.
That's what this is all about. Yeah. This is your scooter.
Spooter.
Your scooter podcast. That means that you guys do have a say in this podcast. We want to hear what it is you guys have to say.
Yeah.
So,
because the more you guys tell us, the more enjoyable we can make this for you, you know, because if you guys don't help us and construct us in the right spot, then, you know, we'll keep doing the things that you maybe don't like that much, you know, so.
And then you're just going to hate us both.
Yeah, for real. Because you might already hate me, but why is this guy, he's mumbling half the time. I don't even know what he's saying, dude. This guy talking about myocarditis and stuff. What is this guy saying?
Yeah, golly.
Yeah, bro, but it's sick, dude. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Episode number three has been a good one, dude. Like, hopefully you guys enjoy. Do not forget, if you guys want to grab your scooter parts, where do they go, Manny G?
www.thescooterzone.com.
Check us out. We got everything you guys are looking for. And if you guys want to cruise out and support your boys, you want to come say hello to us. A lot of times we're over here in the shop. Maddie G is always here. We got Brando in here, myself, Mackenzie. And Christmas is right around the corner. Get us on your Christmas list.
Sir.
Say, I want this deck from Scooter Zone.
Yeah,
I want these wheels from Scooter Zone.
Yeah. Hey, and if you're looking to do the Christmas thing, dude, hey, the earlier, the better.
You ain't lying.
Year. I'm not playing with you. Earlier the better this year, dude. Because with everything going on, you ain't going to like it if you wait until the mid-November.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. You're going to be mad at us. Real mad.
You start placing orders on the 21st of December. It's all bad for you.
Let me tell you. Right now. If you place an order, like, dude, the 15th of December and after that, you probably not going to get it before Christmas.
And you ain't going to get Matt's good side either.
Nah. You know, you're gonna see the side that the dude that crashed my whip. You're gonna see that side. You ain't gonna like it.
You're gonna get red, Matt.
Yeah, bro.
You're gonna get red, Matt. You're gonna get crash car,
bro.
Las Vegas, Matt.
Las Vegas 22s.
Good.
I'll pull up in a tank top too. You don't want to see that.
Yeah, you want.
That's crazy.
All right, guys. Appreciate you guys listening. Anything else you want to add in there, Matty G?
Shop at thescooterzone.com. That's about it.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. See you guys next Friday.
It's a wrap.
Peace.